proclamation number 6758 dated the February 10th, 1957. Battle of Faith, Antitrust. The closer the end, the fiercer will the battle between light and darkness rage. However, you will not experience the full horror of the battle until it turns against my followers, when it is planned to banish the faith in me and Jesus Christ, when the act of salvation will become my adversary's target, when people will be demanded to openly confess their faith and brutally forced to renounce it. Only then will the hardship and adversity start, the time I have promised my own I will shorten. And then my adversary's fury will become obvious, for people will lose their inhibitions, nothing will hold them back because they will be incited by Satan and shall completely submit to his will. Let it be said that there is not much time until this battle of faith, but that it will be preceded by an immense crisis on earth which, however, will come from a different source. It is my will that it shall fall upon people so that they can already prove or even strengthen their faith. Precisely this crisis, which will be inflicted on humanity through a natural disaster of huge proportions, will be used by many people as a reason to already take action against the faith, because now more than ever they will doubt a God and Creator who himself destroys what he has created. However, anyone who knows the truth will also have a correct explanation for everything, and then he can inform his fellow human beings of this truth too. Then the ensuing battle of faith can even result in a strong faith in them, which subsequently will withstand all the threats the believers will be exposed to. However, the fact that most people will no longer have a living faith is my adversary's doing, who therefore will not cease to work against me in the truth, and he will be far more successful with people than the representatives of the pure truth, the true representatives of Christ's teaching. For they rarely will be believed, but my adversary can offer people what he wants, it will be accepted. And that is why it will already have to be clarified in advance. Everyone will have to openly and freely declare whether they are for or against me. Everyone will have to make this decision within himself during the coming time of need which comes upon earth due to my will, for when I speak through the forces of nature everyone will have to choose, to call upon me for help or to entirely isolate himself from me, which is the same as turning to my adversary. Following this, however, the decision has to be taken again publicly, when it will be demanded of you humans in the lost battle of faith on this earth to testify of me in Jesus Christ or to deny me. But then you, who are instructed in the truth by me myself, will know that the end has come. Then you will know that I will shorten the days for the sake of my own, that I will come myself to help them and release them from their suffering, that I will gather them from this earth and take them to a place of peace, before I carry out the work of destruction, which will mean the end of all created beings on this earth. If only you would believe what I have announced to you time and again, the conditions on earth should prove my adversary's rage to you already, because he knows that he is running out of time. And the fact that he is raging and the earth is populated by his own kind can be recognized by all of you and should make you think. Every day is still a blessing for people, for even the most depraved person still has the opportunity to change and gain faith in me before the end, because I will try everything to still snatch souls from my adversary before the end. And anyone with faith in me will be blessed, but the unbelievers will have to share the fate of him whom they followed voluntarily. And you will not go short, even if everything you need to live will be taken away from you. As soon as you believe that I myself will take care of you, who are persecuted for my name's sake, my adversary's measures need not frighten you. for what they take away from you, you will receive from me again, although in a different form. But you will not need to starve, for I myself will satisfy your hunger. 4. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Remember these words, remember that He created everything, will truly also be able to maintain what He has created, and that He will surely do so in His own suffered adversity. But the time will come when people will try to force you with most brutal measures to forsake your faith, and anyone of weak faith will not be able to endure these measures. Severe tests of faith will be imposed on you, but I want to prepare you precisely for this time. Then you will be able to be a shining example to your fellow human beings. You will be able to demonstrate to them what a firm faith can accomplish, that you live despite the fact that everything you need to live will have been taken away from you. Seek always only the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and everything else will be added to you. And this promise will then be visibly fulfilled on my own, on those who stand up for me in my name before the world, who do not fear the earthly power because they feel safe under my protection. And only then will it become evident who has a living faith, and there will only be few. Then the structures which were built on sand, which were not built on the rock of faith on which I built my church, will collapse too. It will be a difficult time which no one would be able to survive had I not conveyed the truth to earth in advance, which is an explanation of everything and which alone can result in a strong faith. But error will not give anyone the strength to persevere, and only where there is love, can strength of faith also be found. An extraordinary person will offer himself as a visible cover to my adversary, and this person will then instigate the last conflict on earth. Pay attention to this and you'll know that the hour of the end is very near. But also pay attention to my messengers from above who will appear at the same time in order to guide you with their light, which you should follow. Pay attention to all of those who spiritedly announce my word and join them, so that the small flock will stay together, so that they can constantly get light and their faith can steadily grow stronger. But to all these I promise my protection, my fatherly care and my blessing. They need not fear to fall prey to this brutal power, for I myself will come to get them as soon as my adversary goes too far, as soon as even my own are threatened by grave danger. For this reason I will shorten the days, so that my own will be able to endure and not weaken in view of the measures of persecution. But since I can still see a possibility to save individual souls, I will also hold my hands protectively over those who represent me before the world, so that the former can gain strength from them, so that a power will be recognized which is stronger than earthly power. And therefore I will also take extraordinary care of my own, and despite adverse measures they will survive physically and spiritually. And all this will happen soon. What you cannot suspect today will happen then, but that is why already I draw your attention to it, and you, who are taught by me, also know why it will happen. The spiritual hardship on earth is evident to you as well, and by the signs of the time you will be able to identify the time on the world's clock. But once this battle of faith flares up, you need only expect a very short time, because everything will take place especially fast. For the man chosen by my adversary as governor will not have a long lifespan, and his regime on earth will not last long. He will be recognizable by his supernatural abilities, for he will be exceptionally endowed by my adversary, and that is why he will work for him and his plans. And even if the whole world pays homage to him, you will recognize and see through him. but then you will have to be very careful and should not deliberately endanger yourselves due to excessive zeal. Then you will have to be as cunning as serpents and as gentle as doves. But when the decision is demanded of you, then you must stand your ground and firmly trust in me and my help, for no matter how powerful people are, they cannot match my might, and a wisp of breath from me would suffice to destroy them. And thus I will also call a stop to it when the hour has come. I will bring those to me who are in utmost earthly distress, but place the oppressors themselves into chains, for the time will be up, a period of redemption will come to an end, and a new era will start so that the deliverance of all spirits can continue. Amen.